Say good morning. Let's continue. So we left off in the paragraph that begins V'hinini roe tzarech la'adam. I'm sorry, actually, we did that. V'chachamim zichronam l'bracha. And then for the rabbis, it's going to also remember again, we're still in the chilek of zihirus. Still in the chilek discussing the idea of paying attention to the way we live, being very meticulous with figuring out the tov ha'amiti, the ultimate good, figuring out what actions ultimately will get me to the tov ha'amiti, which actions will take me away from the tov ha'amiti. And the rabbis explicitly stated the need for this particular cheshbon. And therefore they quote the Gemara in Baha Basra, Alkin Yomru Hamoshlim Bo'u Cheshbon. So this is actually very, very interesting. So they borrowed over here from the Shira of Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Alkin Yomru Hamoshlim, therefore the Moshlim, the rulers, will say Bo'u Cheshbon. The Jews have come to Cheshbon, which were the lands of Sichon and Og. But they darshan it, Alkin Yomru Hamoshlim Bi'itzram. Therefore, those who rule over their inclinations, what do they say? How do they accomplish this? Bo'u unechashev cheshbono shel olam. Let us come and let us think and let us contemplate the cheshbon. Ultimately, again, the way to approach life. Hefsid mitzvah keneged schara. Let's think about the loss of a mitzvah corresponding to the reward. Uschara veira keneged hefseda. And let's measure what I get from sin corresponding to what I lose. So we'll say that's ultimately, so it's a beautiful drasha. Akin yomru hamoshlim. Therefore, those who are moshlim, those who ultimately rule over their yetzer, their inclinations and their desires, how do they do that? By saying, bo'u cheshbon. Let us come and make a cheshbon. Let us come and make a calculation. Let us come and contemplate ultimately again what it is that we are doing. Let us contemplate and let us measure the mitzvos against the averos. And I will say, what he's saying over here is also exceptionally important because life is very much about this cheshbon that he described, about hefsed mitzvah keneged schara. You know, whenever I have to do something that's positive, very often positive actions still carry with them a quote-unquote hefsed, a loss. Whether it's a loss of time, whether it's a loss of resources, to do something good requires of me to give something up. So life is about measuring what I am gaining from the mitzvah versus what I am, quote-unquote, having to give up. Same thing with chait. Every sin, you know, as we saw before, the Gemara discussed, in adam chote velolo, a person doesn't sin unless, of course, there is some benefit for him in that sin. People don't sin for the sake of sinning. They sin for the sake of pleasure. So there could be incredible and immense pleasure in sin, but I have to measure that pleasure against the hefset, against what I'm going to lose. That's the cheshbon. And if someone makes that cheshbon in life, then a person is emotional. A person is a ruler over himself. V'zeh, ki ha'etza ha'mitis hazos. This etza of being moshel in my yetzer, ruling over my inclinations by making these cheshbonos. Lo yuchlu laseis osav lo liros ha'mita. Ela osam shekvar yatzo mitachas yad yitzram umashlu bo. So this is very important. So he says the truth is the real ability to go ahead and be moshel over my yetzer only comes about once I have left or once I've been able to remove myself from the influence of the yetzara. Kimishu adayin chavush b'ma'asar yitzram, because someone who is still held captive in the captivity of his desires, of his passions, of his inclinations. Ein inov ro'os ha'emes hazos. He cannot see this emes. He cannot see this truth. Ve'ino yochol ha'kir, and he cannot recognize it. Ki ha'yetzer misame es inov mamish. Because the Yetzirah has the ability to literally blind my eyes. Ve'hinehu keholich b'choshech she'esh lefanav mechsholos ve'ein inov ro'os. He's like someone who's walking in the dark, and there are obstacles in front of me, and I simply do not see them. So I'll say, what he's saying over here is something very profound. What he's saying is that sometimes the greatest challenge we face in life is that, you know, we're living under the influence. Living under the influence. It's L-U-I. Right? Living under the influence. The influence of what? The influence of the Yetzirah. And the problem is, when I'm living under the influence of my Yetzirah, my desires, my passions, I don't see with clarity. It's the same way if someone drives under the influence, so they're impaired. So the Ramchal is saying something very important. So sometimes we read these things, and they're so pashut, they're so obvious, but yet when it comes time to apply it, it's so difficult. Let's give something very simple. Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. I don't think there's one person who would ever say that Lashon Hara is okay. There's no person who would say Lashon Hara is okay. There's no person who would justify the speaking of Lashon Hara. But yet, interestingly enough, B'shas Maisa, at the time of the event, when I want to say something about someone, so the truth is, like, I just let loose. So where is that disconnect? So the Ramchal would posit that that disconnect is because I really am living under the influence of the Yetzer Hara. And while I live under the influence, I lack clarity. So intellectually, I know things, but at the time of the event itself, I don't have the clarity to, as he said, measure the Hefsid mitzvah keneged schara, or schara aveira keneged hefsida. I'm lacking that clarity. It's only once I somehow remove myself from the clutches of my passions, of my desires, of my inclinations, that I have that clarity. I'm sorry? Correct. But he's saying the difficulty in being contemplative is that we're living under the influence. So it's almost like, I'll tell you what I find interesting about this, and we're going to work through this. It's almost like a chicken and egg type of thing. Because he's saying you have to be contemplative, you have to be thoughtful, you have to be introspective, but you can't do that until you're out of under the influence. Because while you're under the influence, you can't be contemplative. But I have to somehow get myself out from under the influence. So we'll have to see exactly like what comes first in this entire process. But I think that this is very important to recognize that sometimes we live life without proper clarity. We live life still under the influence of the Yetzirah, our passions, our desires. And as such, we don't make good or informed decisions. And this is that which the rabbi said in Bava Metzia. Toshes choshech vihi laila. Literally, Toshes choshech vihi laila. Darkness will set in and it will be night. Zeh olam hazeh shedom alayla. The Gemara dashes. What is this darkness? This refers to this world, which is comparable to night. Now, why is the world comparable to night? Now, says Ramchal, see how profound this statement is to those who go ahead and delve into it. There are two different mistakes that one could make in when they're walking in the darkness. So mistake number one is your vision is totally obscured. You literally can't see what's in front of you. You can't see what's in front of you. Or second possibility is that you see what's in front of you, but you make a mistake as to what it is. So you see a person and you think it's a pillar, or you see a pillar and you think it's a person. So these are the two different mistakes one can make in darkness. Either literally I'm tripping over stuff because I don't see it, or B, I see it, but I'm mistaken about what it is. The truth is, it's no different with the physicality of this world. He says, sometimes in the physicality of this world, what David HaMelech is saying is we're walking in darkness. Sometimes that darkness causes us two mistakes. So sometimes I literally just don't see the pitfalls of life. I just don't see the pitfalls. I don't see the stumbling blocks. And sometimes the psalm are the simple people. Simple people. What he's referring to over here is people, none of us, we want to do good. We don't want to do bad. We want to live a good life. We want to be good people. We want to be decent to one another. But sometimes, again, we're so simple. And in our simplicity, we just simply don't see the pitfalls in front of us. So we stumble over them without even realizing that there's anything in front of me. It's what Shlomo says in Mishlei, that the derech, the pathway of the Rishayim, is in darkness, and they don't even know that which they stumble over. And I will say, what ends up happening? So this really is very profound. that sometimes, again, a simple person not realizing the pitfalls in life, not realizing ultimately about that which is in front of him, simply falls down and falls over these very items. Again, there's no intention to sin. There's no intention to do the wrong thing. I'm just blind. I'm just literally blind. Let's just read another line. V'atos ha'sheni hukasha min ha'rishon. The second mistake is even more difficult than the first one. Who, Rishiva say, at least if I fall down, at least once I fall, I know what I have fallen over, and I know, I recognize again the pitfall. The second mistake is even more severe. Who shemate ri'iyasam ad sheroim hara kilu hu mamish tov, v'atov kilu hu ra. The second mistake, Rabbi says, is even more intense, and this is the mistake ultimately, again, of misunderstanding what things really are. I see something good and I think it's bad, and I see something bad and I think it's good. So here, literally, again, here the blindness is so intense that it causes me to misunderstand what it is that I'm looking at. Umitoch kach mischaskim umachazikim maaseim haroim. And as a result, ultimately, negative behavior is reinforced. Ki ein dai shechasira mehem ri'yas ha'emes, liros hara asher neged pineihem. So I say the Ramchal says that, you know, it's terrible if I stumble. It's terrible if I stumble, and it's terrible if I fall. But you know what's even worse than stumbling and falling? What's even worse than stumbling and falling is when you go ahead and you lose absolute perspective, and you no longer are able to see what is right and what is wrong. When my vision is so blurred that I can't see things for what they are, says Uncle, because at least if I fall, I know what I fell over. I know what I did wrong. I understand the nature of the obstacle of the hurdle, and I'm better prepared to perhaps face it next time. But if my perspective is skewed, if I don't even know right from wrong, if I don't even know what is right, what is wrong, or I'm going ahead and I'm labeling that which is wrong as right and vice versa, then that is a very difficult darkness to overcome. He says, And this quotes the passage from Yeshayahu. Literally, the heart of the nation has become fat. Their ears have become heavy. And ultimately, again, their eyes are covered over. And all of this is the result that a person is living in darkness and ultimately, again, held captive by the rulership of their Yetzer. So, Rabbi, we'll stop over here for today. What comes out according to the Ramchal is something very important. First of all, again, just remember this pasuk because it's going to be one of the most important phrases we learn. Emesilas Yisharim, Alkin Yomru Hamoshlim Ba'u Cheshbon. Therefore, again, the Moshlim, those who go ahead and want to rule over their Yetzer, which Rabbi says is something we all want to do. We want to be in the driver's seat of our life. That's what I want. I want to be in control. Man naturally wants control, but this is a good kind of control. I want to be in control of the person I am and the life I lead. In order to do that, Bo'u Cheshbon. Person needs a cheshbon nefesh. Person has to be midas hazihiros, contemplative, tova amiti. What is good? What is bad? What am I going towards? What am I not going towards? What actions will get me there? How do my actions need to be refined? But just understand that cheshbon is compromised as long as I'm living in choshech, as long as I'm living in darkness. What type of darkness? Two types of darkness. Either absolute blindness, I literally don't even see what I'm stumbling over until I'm on the ground and I've stumbled over it. Or the more dangerous type of darkness, which we'll speak about more tomorrow, which is the darkness where I confuse items. I can't see things for what they are. Instead, again, I assume that certain bad things are good, certain good things are bad. That type of darkness is even more dangerous than the first. Because when a person is not able to identify the aspects of life for what they are, then inevitably a person will come to make mistakes. And therefore, again, the more mistakes a person makes, the more difficult it is to navigate out of the darkness. To be continued tomorrow, Mirtzah Hashem.